It is Morning Edition at 6:33. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia is moving toward opening what could be the nation's first safe injection site. Now that city officials, including the mayor, gave the idea the green light, WHYY's Alana Gordon reports a recent community meeting showed turning that idea into a reality may not be that easy.
Roland Lamb with the city's Department of Behavioral Health told a packed church in North Philly that the city is looking into supporting a safe injection site if outside funders are willing to set it up as a private nonprofit.
It's a site where people can access care and also be in a safe environment while they are using. I think the issue for us is the fact that we're looking to save lives.
Health researchers believe a place where people could inject drugs under medical supervision could save dozens of lives each year, connect more people to treatment, and reduce open drug use in neighborhoods. So many who showed up to the meeting were upset, having just heard about the idea for the first time.
We don't need one of these sites in my neighborhood. I don't.
Gilberto Gonzalez worries about his middle school-aged son. Would this become a draw for more drug users?
But they also need to protect the community. They need to protect my son, you know?
So hold up, before y'all beat me up, it's a joke.
Evan Figuera Vargas was on the mayor's opioid task force. His son lives near the former heroin encampment in Kensington. He says he was angry at first, too.
But then I sat down with some folks that gave me some information. I read some research, and I got some facts, and that helped me change my perspective. And I just want to mention that this is not the solution. It is one of many tools that has been explored. Thank you.
I was horrified because what it says is you're sanctifying using.
North Philly resident Beverly Harris would rather see the focus on improving resources for treatment. She's in recovery herself and is now struggling to find a program that will take her daughter. Others in the room spoke of unhealed wounds from a decades-long drug war that's destroyed communities of color who see a new kind of attention to the drug crisis now that more white people are dying. Lamb wasn't surprised by the pushback.
I think we need to do a job of actually telling people what we're doing.
Lamb says a lot has yet to be decided, but with so many people dying, different approaches need to be on the table. Alana Gordon, WHYY News.